I woke up this morning with no plans to make this video today, or ever. We were done with the past tense for a while. Time to move on. I already made a video about every regular past tense conjugation, and two videos about the difference between the preterite tense and the imperfect tense. But then for some reason, as my eyes cracked open, my mind wandered to last weekend. I was eating dinner on the patio with Darren and Jill, my younger brother and his 7-month pregnant wife. You see, about 2 months ago, I had tried to explain the difference between the preterite and the imperfect to Darren. He doesn't speak any Spanish at all. I do that sometimes. Every time I make a video, it's the first time I've ever taught that subject. So for harder stuff, like how to choose between the preterite and the imperfect, I like to practice a little on people that don't even know Spanish. If I can explain it to them, I can probably explain it to you. Well, a couple months ago, before I made any of the Spanish quickies about the past tense, and before I made 44 videos about the past tense in my premium course, Verb Conjugation Bootcamp Past Tense Edition, when I tried to explain the difference between the preterite and imperfect to Darren, I totally failed. I could tell by the look on his face. I obviously need to rethink this, I muttered. But then, over the next 2 months, the last 2 months, like I said, I made 50 videos about the Spanish past tense. So at dinner last weekend, I confidently proclaimed, I can explain it to you now. I can easily communicate the difference between the preterite and the imperfect without even using Spanish, so they could understand. It worked. They clearly understood. But here's the thing. When I woke up this morning thinking about all this, it dawned on me. The example I gave them on their patio that day, the example I chose out of all the possible examples in the whole world to illustrate to these gringos that speak zero Spanish the difference between the preterite and imperfect, I didn't give you. When I started making these videos back in January of 2014, I called them Spanish quickies because I envisioned them being between 2 and 5 minutes, quick. And for a while, it was like that. But then things started getting more complicated, and I love to talk, so the videos crept up in length. 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 12 minutes, But I just went with it. My YouTube channel was getting more and more popular. Maybe the length didn't matter. But that last video, that was the longest one I ever made, over 18 minutes. So not only was I pressuring myself to take out stuff to keep it from going too long, but I wanted the examples I shared with you from Orange is the New Black to only have regular verbs, since I haven't made Spanish quickies about irregular verbs. For both those reasons, my chosen example to show Darren and Jill the difference between the preterite and the imperfect was left on the cutting room floor. So I made the video, and I think it turned out pretty awesome. Even though it's the longest I've made, I say it's the minute-for-minute most educational one so far. Make sure you've seen that one if you haven't already. But not including the best example, an example that will really show you the difference so clearly between the Spanish past tenses, not cool. And this morning, as I awoke, I knew that something had to be done. In the first preterite versus imperfect video, I showed you the rule of thumb. In the second preterite versus imperfect video, you got some life lessons. Well, in today's video, the third preterite versus imperfect video, there's just one more thing. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Okay, I'm basically gonna give you the same speech I gave to Darren and Jill that day, but you will get a lot more out of this video if you already saw and understand the last video, Life Lessons. I'm gonna breeze through the basics just to review quickly. We use the past tense in English and Spanish to tell stories. In Spanish, when we wanna say what happened, we use the preterite tense. When we wanna say how things were, we use the imperfect tense. Any verb can be used at any time in the preterite or the imperfect tense, but by the very nature of how the two past tenses work, some verbs are more commonly used with the preterite tense and other verbs are more commonly used with the imperfect tense. A common example of this is to learn and to know. When you learned something, that's what happened. So to learn or aprender tends to be used in the preterite tense. You learned is almost always aprendiste, the preterite, not aprendías, the imperfect. But to know, when you know something, that's how things were. You either knew or you didn't know. So saber tends to be used in the imperfect tense. You knew is usually sabías, the imperfect, not supiste, the preterite. It's irregular. You saw an example of this in the last video. A young piper was talking to a family member and asked, "Did you know my dad cheats on my mom?" The subtitle people translated that as, "Sabías que mi papá engaña a mi mamá?" Sabías, that's the imperfect. They went with with the imperfect here because Piper's asking, did you know? Did you know over this long period of time, ending right now, the relative either knew or didn't know? That's how things were. That's why they use the imperfect tense here. Make sense? When you learned something, it's what happened. Use the preterite. When you knew something, it's how things were or weren't. Use the imperfect. Okay, but then there's this example from Orange is the New Black. I forget the specific situation, but somebody asked somebody else, how did you know? Think in your head right now what it should be, the preterite or the imperfect. 3, 2, 1. The subtitle people use this as the translation. ¿Cómo lo supiste? How did you know? Supiste is the preterite. It's the second person singular conjugation of saber. But why the preterite? I mean, in our example before, did you know my dad cheats on my mom? ¿Sabías que mi papá engaña a mi mamá? Did you know? We said that with sabías, the imperfect. But now, how did you know is supiste, the preterite? What is going on? These ones really confused me at first. In this case, you have to look at the essence of the sentence. And since this is a question, you can even think about hypothetical answers. That helps me a lot. So let's take a look at what's going on here. How did you know? The how really changes things, obviously, because the asker wants to know how, and how is usually an action. I read it, somebody told me, I saw it on television, that's what happened. So how did you know? Really, the focus of that question isn't on the knowing, it's on the coming to know, it's on the learning. So how did you know? That's really asking, how did you learn this, right? That's the real essence of the sentence, isn't it? And that's why they use the preterite here. How did you know? ¿Cómo lo supiste? Did you know? That would be the imperfect, sabías. But how did you know? That would be the preterite, ¿cómo lo supiste? Because it's really asking, how did you learn? Okay, that's it. I just wanted you to see these examples because I think they really drive home the difference between the preterite and the imperfect. Both tenses in the same sentence is very helpful to see, but the same verb used in both tenses, that's even better, I think. If you liked this video, if this video helped you see the difference between the two Spanish past tenses, you should take a look at Verb Conjugation Bootcamp Past Tense Edition. It has tons of examples like the ones in this video. That's the premium course with over 40 videos about the past tense. There's a whole module in that course called Life Lessons, videos like this one and the last one. They're filled with examples from Orange is the New Black. Easy examples, hard ones, I left nothing out in those videos. When you're done with that course, this whole past tense thing will really never give you a problem again. I'm not saying you'll never make a mistake for the rest of your life, but when you do make a mistake, you'll quickly see why and be able to correct it for the next time. The free practice worksheet below is the same one from the last video, so no need to download it if you got it last time. But if you didn't, make sure you do. It has 25 examples from Orange is the New Black. I give you quotes in Spanish and in English, then you circle which form of the verb is correct, the preterite or the imperfect. I also give you the answer key, of course. So get out of here. Download the free practice worksheet. Then, if you like what you see and want to master all the tough stuff, the irregulars and ser and estar, the hardest ones, make sure you enroll in Verb Conjugation Bootcamp. Whether I see you in the premium student area or not, I'll definitely see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.